Before a racy text messaging scandal broke last fall, Ken Kratz was better known as the prosecutor who sent Stephen Avery back to prison on a murder charge. Kratz left his position in October after media reports that he sent sexually charged text messages to a woman whose ex-boyfriend he was prosecuting for domestic violence. Kratz resigned before he could officially be removed from office. Now the State Department of Justice says Kratz's behavior was inappropriate but doesn't meet the threshold for criminal charges. A spokesman for the Wisconsin Coalition Against Domestic Violence says the case shows a need for stronger enforcement. Tony Gibbert says Kratz technically did not violate any rights that could be enforced by the 5-member Crime Victims Rights Board.
And the reason for that is that the language in our Wisconsin Constitution that says that crime victims should be treated with fairness, dignity, and respect for their privacy is not enforceable by the Crime Victim Rights Board. And so even if the Crime Victim Rights Board had known about everything that Ken Kratz had done, there is nothing they could have done about it.
The State Justice Department is not commenting on its decision. The agency says 15 women alleged inappropriate conduct on the part of Kratz. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.